various circumstances that blend together in the formula of life. Now, the purpose of all this is neither to spoil the joy of a victory, nor to soften the seriousness of a defeat. Life is both temporal and eternal. The day-to-day events that bring wrinkles to our foreheads, smiles to our faces, or tears to our eyes have a right to an immediate response. Whether we skin our knees, wound our spirits, or break our hearts, the emotions of the moment need to be felt. It would be wrong to deny them expression. Winning the Little League Championship calls for celebration, and being cut from this year's cheerleading squad might require sackcloth and ashes. Nothing is gained by reminding your son that, as far as eternity goes, the outcome of this game is meaninglesser. Nor does the counsel that, when you're dead and gone, no one will remember who was on the cheerleading squad anyway. That doesn't do anything but demonstrate an appalling lack of sensitivity. An absurd preoccupation with a sweet by-and-by makes us of little value to people living in the nasty here and now. Nevertheless, we are eternal people. Because we are, it would be equally absurd to ignore the obvious impact of our eternal nature. True, planet Earth logs time in hours, minutes, and seconds, and the tombstones that checker the cemeteries of the world have two dates under each name. But it is easy to forget that time is only relevant to our physical body. The soul that shares the body lives beyond the tomb. Its eternal destination has a timely influence on our day-to-day perspective. There's that word again. So much of the key to rest is wrapped up in our perspective. That's why seeing ourselves against the eternal backdrop is so critical. If forgiveness gives us the ability to love, and clear boundaries a crystallized purpose, an eternal perspective gives us hope. Again, that's the reason I like to throw the experiences of the day up against the infinite backdrop of God's plan. As we review our children's day and note the highlights as well as try to give wise counsel about the low spots, we also try to remind them of their eternal legacy. They need to know that they are not chance happenings on a planet with no purpose. Today was no accident. Tomorrow is part of forever. And yet I'm amazed how many people get tripped up on this issue.